asked the pharmacist what they were and told him what the trouble was. He said, you don't need a doctor, just take some of this stuff. That's just common up here. He said, every kid in town's had that. They know what it is and what it is. Just take some of this and put it on and it'll be well. You don't need to take it to the doctor. I was June Lusker. I took him down there, that's oldest boy. I covered him up with that stuff and it killed him. The worst thing we have down here used to be ticks, seed ticks. All kind of little seed ticks. You can't hardly see them, they're bigger than food. They get on the animals and you can't get them off. City dogs, if you don't get them off. That bit sick of that little dog the other night. She washes that dog 2-3 times a week. They still get off. Every time she takes her down to Cliff Daddy's house, he lives out in the woods down there on the lake. She gets those ticks. He's got a great big dog. That's good.
You mentioned oak trees. What are some of the other kinds of pine trees? What are some of the other kinds of trees that go around commonly?
They got what they call a poison oak. Just like, kind of like poison ivy. But it's not a tree, it's a vine. A little different from it. See, that's the reason. When you're kids, you don't climb a tree and you don't know what you don't know poison ivy and you don't know what. Get it, I got it all over me. It grows mostly on those bed trees. I climbed one of them one day and I had that stuff just right to burn me. It got all over me. I guess I was about 15 years old. It's gone. Big swamp over there. Runs from all the way up from the Gulf down to Punta Gorda. Peace River Swamp. And that's where we'd spend our Saturday afternoons when we got our chores done at home. We'd go down there Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, and roam that swamp. Go from one place to the other. We'd find Indian arrows, head arrows. See old Billy Bowleg got a creek down there named after him, Indian. Well, they used to travel on there, had that fort meet with an Indian post. Indian relics all around the place when I was a kid. I've had many, 5 or 6 of them, made out of stone, found them alongside that river. And we'd run up and down that river from Fort Meade, about 6 miles up. We'd go down the creek 6 miles one weekend. We'd fish in the river, sometimes we'd catch them, sometimes we didn't. We didn't bother much fishing, we would just ramble, climb every tree we saw that looked good. We squirrel hunted in there when we got over. They had Indian mound down there. We never did get around to digging in it. But we did find some Indian arrows all around it. Got it out down there. They had artesian wells. Come water just spouts up out the ground. Go down there. We knew where every one of them were. We'd make it down there to eat lunch along, take a sandwich along, sit down around that and eat that. But now, phosphate company dumped all that slime in it, practically ruined the river. It's all right when it gets down past Fort Chula.
Yeah.
They had an old fort there, had a piece of cannon they had during the Indian War. That big piece, that big round, I guess about 10 inches round, must have been the end of the cannon, busted off. We couldn't lift it, two of us, it was pretty heavy. Well, during World War I, they kept talking all the scrap iron they could get. Somebody picked that piece of cannon up, turned it in for scrap. And that must have been where the old fort right there, not up on the hill. They called it the garrison. There was a house on it when I was a kid. They just built the house on there when I was small. But it was kind of on it. High plate. Had old wooden bridge across the river, one bridge across, didn't have any steel.